Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it, so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. And we are dealing with the women of the Bible. The women of the Bible. What do you mean? Leah and Rachel, part two. Why Leah and Rachel? Because their conversation in the kingdom is huge. It's huge. It extends all the way to heaven. So we are dealing with their conversation in the Word of God. So I hope everybody is ready. I hope everybody got their King James Bible. And we hope and pray they got a notebook and pen and paper. I said notebook, then pen and paper, right? Notebook is paper. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying,
you're not going to say pen number. You're saying number twice.
Right. You said, what's your pen number? Huh? You just asked me that. Right. Amen. Okay. Well, anyway, personal identification number, right?
That's right.
All right. So with that being said, if I can ask my brothers if they could stand and face Jerusalem and uncover their heads. And if we can ask our sisters if they can stand and face Jerusalem and cover their heads as we approach the Father. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimony and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his way. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 119, verses 1 through 8. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom.
Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well and give them too a mind to perceive, eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercies endure forever. Amen.
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 So we want to thank the Father for allowing us to be here this evening and to and put it in our hearts to even go forward with this precept, Leah and Rachel, mothers of the kingdom of God. Mothers of the kingdom of God. We want to thank the God of Israel for being just that. So.
I think you're right there. I didn't take this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to get mad at me. There.
I don't want nothing to happen to you. Okay. Yeah.
That's better. Okay, that's stable.
Okay, do you feel better now?
Yeah.
Okay, thank God. All right, well. So we're going to also just went live on Facebook.
Amen.
And I want to say we want to welcome the family on Facebook as well. I want to thank you for tuning in as well. And we are dealing with women of the Bible. Women of the Bible. And we're dealing with Leah and Rachel. You know, the mothers of the kingdom, you know, and when we deal with the word of God, we can't be imputing this Western mindset. We can't impute the Western mindset into the word of God. We got to be conscious of the fact that this word itself was written in the East by the children of the East, even Jesus Christ, who said his coming would be of the East. So when we read these things that belong to God, we are looking at those things that belong to those people, the Semitic people. And all Semitic people are not, you know, Ishmaelitish or Edomitish. Some of us is look like you and I. And I would say that you and I are Semitic for real, you know, definitely not African. And nothing wrong with African people, they got their own country and their own lands and they still flourishing and they still being blessed by God. They have their own army and their own militaries and things like that. That's a good thing, you know. So to boast against them is foolishness because you don't have an army and you don't have a government. Those things been taken away from us because our government is the kingdom of God. And that's our government. That's our portion before the world, that we teach the people those things that belong to God. That's some black history for you. Anyway, let's start this in Proverbs chapter 7 and 4. Proverbs 7 and 4.
Proverbs 7 and 4.
Yes, ma'am. Proverbs 7 and 4.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 4 reads, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
So we got it's Leah and Rachel sisters. Are they kinswomen? You know, are they wisdom? Are they understanding? You see, this is that conversation. Are they predestinated? That's the other thing. Are they predestinated? I know a lot of us want to talk about you know, their ills and what they think they could talk about, but we're not here for that. We're here to talk about the things that belong to God that he gave them.
Amen.
You see, so, you know, we're not here to sow on stony ground. We're here to sow on good ground. And those things that are good that came from them. Amen. Go to Proverbs chapter 8.
Proverbs chapter 8.
Yes, ma'am.
And verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Proverbs 8 and 1 reads, "Doeth not wisdom cry and understanding putteth forth her voice?
Mm-hmm.
She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the path. She cries at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the door."
So do Leah and Rachel conversation to stand to the city? You see, that's the other conversation, you know, because I know we got a lot of brothers and a lot of teachers, and we like to talk about our prophets and things that belong to the prophets and things like that, and that's a beautiful thing, and I've done that as well. But what I've found is that we've grossly underestimated the word of God, and we built it on one side, and the kingdom wasn't built on me, and it was built on men and women. The law wasn't just given to men, it was given to men and women.
Okay.
So if the law is given to men and women, that means that not only do you have prophets, not only do you have kings, you also have prophetesses, and you also have queens that are in or of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. Skip down to 22.
Proverbs 8 and 22.
Yes, ma'am.
Proverbs 8 and 22 reads, "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old.
Mm-hmm.
I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was."
Now, see, here's the other thing. She was set up from everlasting.
Amen.
So she's predestinated. She was written in heaven that her work would be in the world that we now exist in. So she's definitely predestinated. "I was with him before anything." I mean anything, not just, you know, what we see now in front of us, you know, like houses, cars, and food, and water, and clouds, and stars, and sun, and moon, and stuff like that. But before anything.
Mm-hmm.
Before she was there when there was nothing, before he even created nothing,
Amen.
She was there. So she's predestinated. In fact, let's look at that. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. So do Leah and Rachel fit this conversation, predestination? Ephesians 1 and verse 3.
Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3 reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ."
See there? Now here we are. We're talking about things that are in heavenly places. Continue.
Amen. Verse 4, "According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love."
So look, now if they were predestinated before the world was, how... See, this is the conversation. She said, wisdom said, "I was there before there was anything, before the world was." But he said, "Before him in love," right? Before him in love. So we can't spit on that. Read on.
Amen. Verse 5. "Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will."
So look, so who have been predestinated to us as adoption of the children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Read on.
Verse 6. "To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved."
See, we can't be spitting on them, man. I don't care what we think about Jacob having four wives or anything like that. We are not talking about polygamy. We're not preaching polygamy. In fact, polygamy don't even exist.
Amen.
We're preaching the things that belong to God. And this is God talking about Leah and Rachel. So if we're going to talk about anything, we better stay on that side of the fence, because he's the one that's bringing this conversation. Skip down to verse 11 and read.
Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 11 reads, "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance."
So do they have an inheritance coming?
Amen.
You see, that's another question. Do they have an inheritance? Continue.
Amen.
Okay. And we know they do, because he said our father has stole, what they call that?
What?
Forgive me. But it's something that they have an inheritance, and Laban kept it. Anyway, read on.
Ephesians 1 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
"In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will."
Continue.
"That we should be to the praise of his who first trusted in Christ."
Now, this is the thing. He said, who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Do they fit this conversation? That's mm-hmm. the next thing. Amen. So now let's look at this. Let's go to, he said, has written us in heavenly places, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to Revelation chapter 12 and verse 1. Revelation 12 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Revelation 12 and 1 reads, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars."
So do Leah and Rachel fit this conversation? Do they wear a crown of 12 stars?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's a thought. Remember now, her conversation has to be in heaven, because the story was before heaven. The story was written before heaven. If man sinned, it was going to have to go this route. If man don't sin, it would go this route. Well, man sinned, and it's going this route. But they were predestinated. We'll let the Bible speak whether or not they were predestinated. Read 2.
Verse 2. "And she being with child cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder."
So now here's the other question. Were they pain to be delivered? Were they travailing in birth? Can they have that conversation before God and Christ? You see, so is that a witness that this conversation belonged to them? You see, it's not just that they here and they just popping babies. This is bigger than that.
Amen.
Because New Jerusalem is named by them.
Amen.
So this conversation is way past that. So we got to jump out of our box and jump into his box. And once we jump into his box, we'll find that we have nothing to say. We need to just listen. Just listen. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Genesis chapter 28 and verse 1.
Amen.
Genesis 28 and verse 1. Now, Isaac about to send Jacob to go get a wife from his cousin, his brother-in-law, Laban, right? Which is where Rebecca came from. She's from that. She's one of the daughters of Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia was ruled by Semitic people. So let's not get Mesopotamia all caught up like it was Europeans. Europeans wasn't even in power yet. They didn't even have a kingdom yet. Mesopotamia was already buzzing. Amen? So Rebecca didn't just come from nowhere.
Right.
She has background.
Amen.
She's a daughter of a king. And not just any king, but the king of Mesopotamia. Let's remember that. Amen? So now his son is now the king of Mesopotamia, which would be Laban. Okay, we're finna read their story. So as we get further into this story, we're not going all the way in like we did in all the, you know, the 70 weeks and stuff like that. We're trying to move on forward because their story is still growing. Amen. So Proverbs chapter 28, I mean Genesis 28:1, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Genesis 28:1 reads, "And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padanaram, to the house of Bethel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother."
Now, so they do fit Proverbs chapter 7 in verse 4. That makes Leah and Rachel kinswomen, right? And Jacob said, now go and get a wife from them because the God of Israel got the spirit of understanding on them,
amen.
Supposedly, right? Okay, let's go look at that. Go into Genesis 29 and verse 1. Like I said, we're not getting all the way off into this conversation. We're speedballing right about now. Okay, so Genesis 29 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Genesis 29:1 reads, "Then Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east."
Stop. He didn't say the people of America.
No.
So stop judging them from here. We can't do that. This conversation belongs to the people of the east. Mm-hmm. So when you want to sit up and judge them out of a book that was given to them from the west, not only do that make you a super oxymoron, it makes you completely illiterate.
Wow.
It'll make you illiterate. So stop that. You cannot do that. You cannot use this book and justify anything against them. Nothing. Because the book said, of his own purpose and his will. We're still trying to figure out where we're going to be in the end of this grand scheme of things. They've written. And we can read that they've been written because God is telling Moses the story himself. Moses is on top of that mountain. He's writing everything down, all them books that he wrote. God is giving it to him. He's writing it down. He's writing it down. Moses is your first scribe. He's writing it down. He's writing down what God is giving him. He's writing it down. So God is telling him, this thing is from me. So when you speak against Leah and Rachel, you're speaking against him. Now, I'm not saying this to promote anything. I'm saying this to try to save your skin.
Amen.
Continue.
Genesis 29:2.
Yes, ma'am.
"And he looked, and behold, a well in the field, and lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And thither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in his place. And Jacob said unto them, My brethren."
See, that's another thing, man. This how you know this wasn't, this isn't European, because they just caught up on that, because we was brother this, my brother. And now the Europeans is like, bro this and bro that. They didn't put it in all their memes, all in their movies. You know, it's like you can't even get, it's in their songs, you know, and it's all good. It's, you know, you're supposed to learn from the people of God, but then you're supposed to learn the things that belong to God from us, not just our bad habits.
Not just our bad habits.
You see, so here it is. He said, my brother. This is how the people of the East talk anyway, my brother. They'd be like, hey, what's up, pal? Buddy? Buddy? That was one of their terms. We don't use words like buddy. They use buddy. We use brother. And they feel like, hey, you know what? That do sound better than buddy and pal. Mm-hmm. All right, bro. All right, we got that. We'll take that, bro. All right. Okay, so, Danny did. You know, like Gil Scott, he popped on it, though. He said, steal some of this poverty. Please. Anyway, continue.
Genesis 29:4.
Yeah.
"And Jacob said unto them," excuse me, "my brethren, whence be ye? And they said, of Haran are we."
Okay, so here it is. So now Jake found out he in the right place, right? Okay, continue.
Okay, verse 5. "And he said unto them, know ye Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, we know him. And he said unto
them." So now he found out that he in the right place. This is Mesopotamia in the right spot. Okay, so now He's at the well, and now here come Rachel. Skip down to verse 9 and continue.
Verse 9, and while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them.
There it is. So he came with the father's sheep. So she kept the father's sheep, and she was moving, you know, she worked in the kingdom too. She wasn't just sitting around being all glamour lazy.
Glamour lazy.
You know what I'm saying? Sitting around just waiting on. She got servants. She got maids. You know what I mean? So it wasn't just that. She was just, she actually put in work.
Amen.
You know, and that's only right. You know, your children want to be heirs and stuff like that. You got to work for those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the problem is with the Western world is that we give children something for nothing. Mm-hmm. And then they expect the world to give them something for nothing. You see, and then they had this whole conversation. They get upset with you because you ain't rolling with they nothing.
Amen.
You know, like, get out of here. You better put in some. You don't even listen. Why should I give you a pecan? I ain't giving you nothing. I ain't giving you a marble. I ain't giving you a nut chew. I'm not giving you a stick of juicy fruit until you learn how to do what you're supposed to do. And this is just basic stuff, man. You know, and it. Especially urban children, you know, if you grew up on a farm, it was almost bedded in you that you woke up in the morning, you were finna go to work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But these urban kids, man, them Xboxes and PlayStations is destroying their motor skills, man. And they ain't active like they used to be. Like we used to be, I should say. Anyway, read on.
Genesis 20:99, and while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept.
So now, Jacob didn't do what Abraham's servant did, well, now to pray for her. Okay. So the situation didn't go exactly. I can see Jacob thinking that, oh, wow, everything is turning out just like it did between my mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he missed the key element to this. You have to pray for her.
Amen.
You have to ask God for her. Amen. Who can find a virtuous woman? You will not. You cannot unless you seek God for her, because she's in heaven. Her conversation is in heaven. So if she's in heaven, you got to seek God for her to get this conversation in order to receive a virtuous woman.
Amen.
So, and then you can't be speaking it out in the air. You know, you got to keep that in between your ears, you know. You got to pray in the privacy of your mind, because if you're looking for breakthroughs, you don't speak them things out, because breakthroughs are things that you want to come to pass between you and God. That's a breakthrough. It's all right to pray with your family and your spouse and things like that, but when you're looking for a breakthrough, you keep those things in between your ears. Keep it simple.
Okay.
Like Abraham's servant. Lord God of my master, let the one that be that you chose for my master's son, let her come and I asked her to water the camel, and she give me, no, I asked her for a drink and let her herself water my camel, right? So that's easy. That was an easy quest. That's an easy fix. Now, here come Rebecca. She did exactly like that. The man never spoke that into existence. That was between him and God. So when she did that, he knew that this was her. But he had one more question. Who daughter are you? And then he said, I'm the daughter of Nahor. And then he was like, bam, I'm in the spot. The God of my father, which is the God of Abraham, led me to not only to his people, but to the daughter that he chose for his son.
Amen.
But that was through prayer. It came through prayer. Jacob didn't do that, but God just got through talking to him in a dream. He said, surely God is in his place. So God just got through talking. We're not dealing with Jacob. We're dealing with the women of the Bible. So we're not dealing with Jacob in his dream, but we know God dealt with him. Mm-hmm. So Jacob was supposed to approach God about, okay, how do I find a wife from you like my father? He did not. First thing he see is her coming, right? Mm-hmm. And then the next thing he do, he assumed that that's her. Mm-hmm. And then he kissed her. And then he want to start crying and be all in love and stuff. And he didn't even see God first, right? This is how we don't pay attention to the work. First of all, the enemy is still moving.
Right.
Because if you speak your prayers out, he can replicate your prayers. But if you don't speak them out, your prayers is between you and God.
Amen.
So he can't replicate them. So your breakthrough is sincere. You know, I can tell brothers, and I say it once, I say it 1,000 times. It ain't got to be complicated. Yeah. Let her have on a scarf with, you know, a diamond or two and a purple shirt. Let her have a sandwich and let her share it with me. Boom, there she goes. Can't go wrong with that. Just that simple. But you know, you kept it in your heart, you know, and now you know that this is from God versus, well, Lord, let her come with 500,000 escorts and, you know, maybe a clown or two and, you know, just asking for ridiculous stuff. And you don't even have to, it don't even have to be that serious.
Amen.
Just keep it plain and simple, something that you can, you know, you can wrap your hands around. Amen?
Amen.
So continue.
Amen.
So he wept. So now here come, now he didn't got all in his feelings. Now we're not dealing with all that right now. Amen. So, he said, let's pick it up at verse.
I just read 11.
Okay, yeah, skip down to 16.
Genesis 29 and 16 reads, and Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored.
Now, we got this running joke among Israel, which should never have been. But it's this running joke that Leah must have been butt ugly. And I'm like, well, who the hell is you talking? Are we crazy? Are we done lost our mind. We're talking about one of the mothers of the kingdom, one of the women that named the gates of Israel, one of the women that God is talking about that he said that she was tender. Maybe Rachel was better looking than her, you know. But that don't mean she was ugly. It don't mean, that don't even mean that Rachel looked it better. That's all. But here's the thing. It wasn't about the looks. It's about the spirit. Let's look at that spirit.
Amen.
Read on. He said, read 16 again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Genesis 29 and 16,
yes,
and
ma'am.
Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, and Rachel was beautiful and well-favored.
Amen. So let's look at this spirit tender, you know, because we act like that's something cheap. Let's look at this gift that the God of Israel said that she was. It said, it said that she was easily crushed, bruised, or fragile. She was, her spirit, you know. Other words, man, she was an empath. She was an empath. She was able to take in things. It says sensitive, easily hurt. It says, let me read on. It says easily broken, cut. Soft, not tough, easily damaged, vulnerable, sensitive, having or expressing warm and affectionate feelings. This is her. This is Leah. This is the spirit that was in her. Women should be praying for this instead of trying to pray for to be like Rachel. The book says beauty is vain, but she that prays the Lord, she the one that's going to be glorified. So don't get caught up into that. It says this, she's gentle, delicate, arousing with warm feelings. She's kind, merciful, sympathetic. She's handling. She's handling. She's ticklish. You know, whores ain't ticklish. You know, because they used to men touching all over them. They are not ticklish. She's ticklish. Right? Amen. So it says this. Sensitive to moral and spiritual feelings. So she is an empath. She is an empath. She can receive things from God and her husband and her children. She's in touch. That's her. And he said, careful and protective. So this is her gift from God that he said that was in her. So we can't take that for like, hey, man, love you, bro. Look ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That's our son, Ernest. Mm-hmm. And it says soft, delicate. It says not hard or tough. So she ain't running around here carrying AK-47 jumping off of buildings. You know, this ain't her speed. All right, she's not about that life. She's delicate, gentle, easily moved to sympathy or compassion, affectionate and sentimental, painfully sensitive, you know, acute. It says painfully sensitive, easily distressed, delicate, ticklish to nature, requiring careful handling, and so forth. So that's just giving you an idea what type of her makeup she is. So when he said that she was tender-hearted, he was saying, this is it. She's tender-eyed. This is her spirit. But he said, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. You know, and it's, you know, and we've seen that as children growing up. I'm going to be 60 in a couple of weeks or so. And I've seen children, little girls grow up, and one that's really beautiful and one that's not as beautiful as her. Beautiful, forgive me. Beautiful as her or good looking as her. And she would get the one that looked better would get all the looks and the favor and the clothes and all the accolades and all that type of stuff. And the one that's not, well, she usually more tended to the things that belong to consciousness. Because, I mean, she wasn't focusing on all the looks. She was focusing on the real.
Amen.
You know, because that's what was given to her.
Amen.
So this is her. But it didn't say she was ugly. And I'm going to say this. Whoever said that, because I, you know, it's been a while since I heard that, but I hope to God they repented from it. Because that was horrible to say. And to say that before the world, your grandmother, if you were Israelite, you might not even be Israelite. You might be a Hamite. Maybe that was in you to say that. I don't know. But I hope to God we repented from that.
Can I read the definition of tender?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so in Hebrew, the definition for tender means overseer, supervisor.
So she also was a mistress. She was born to be a queen. Continue.
Supervisor, caretaker, creator, inspector, soft, gentle, dainty, mellow, delicate, dainty, fine, subtle, thin-skinned, squeamish, touchy, fragile, brittle, breakable, frail, submit, apply, serve, and present.
Amen. So that's the other part of that tender. So God gave her a lot of gifts.
A lot of gifts.
A lot of gifts, man. So she was set to ride because the whole kingdom is, the kingdom is built on her as the matriarch. You know, she's the queen, and Rachel is literally her servant. Be honest about it. Even though she was Jacob's wife, but she became a servant. But it was from God, because God chose her.
Amen.
You see, that was from him. He chose her, right? Okay, so let's look at this conversation. So Jacob loved Rachel. Go into verse 18, continue.
Amen. Verse 18, Genesis 29 and 18.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter.
Okay, so we found out that this is prophecy, because if you read Daniel, you talk about the 70 weeks of Daniel's, there they are. There they are. Seven years is 7 weeks. And we did the math. That's 490 years from the proclamation of Xerxes, you know. So we're not getting all off into that because that's your homework. You can do that. Do the research, you know. So now we see that the Bible is consistent with history.
Amen.
Continue.
Maybe I said consistent. Okay. I had to say that. Okay, so go back. Verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him. And he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for a handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me?
Continue.
And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the first.
See, that's your first mistake. We can't judge any of this conversation because that's what they do in their country.
Amen.
Not in America, not in the UK or Europe, anywhere in Europe. But these things are practiced in Africa, Arabia,
Amen.
Asia.
Amen.
So we got to stop. We got to stop looking at this like this is some funk fest, you know, perversion. You know, we're teaching this like it's some sort of perversion going on. The kingdom is built on perversion? Are you kidding me? What are we saying? All because we want to entertain some feelings of some females that wasn't virgins when they got married. So we need to stop with that. I mean, I'm not trying to throw, I'm saying, man, we got to stop with that. I done heard way too much about this conversation in the wrong light.
Amen.
We're supposed to be in this conversation like, oh, my God, this is beautiful. We're supposed to be observing this, right? Because this is what God works. So God brought Leah first because he said she was tender-eyed, right? Continue.
Amen. Verse 27. Fulfill her week, and we will give
thee. Read 26 again.
Amen. Genesis 29 and 26 reads, and Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give
7 years. Continue.
And we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years.
Look at here. Do you understand that that's how we count the jubilees?
Amen.
That's how we number the jubilees. So they way into prophecy.
Yes, sir.
They way into this thing, man. We got to leave this alone. And also they were free. They weren't slaves. They were daughters of a king. He's the king of Mesopotamia. This is not a cheesy conversation here. Even though God has given Moses the goods on it, this is not cheesy.
Amen.
So let's not put it in our filthy little boxes.
Amen.
Continue.
And 28?
Yes, ma'am.
And Jacob did so and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid.
Okay, so we got Zilpah. Leah, we got Leah and Zilpah, Rachel and Bilhah, right? That's four. So, and he said, let's see, and he said, fulfill her week also, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife. Not to jump off, to wife. God is giving this story. He said it. He said, I don't care what our pastor said, what our teacher is saying, he said it, that's the end of it. We're not going to go and say, God, hey, God, I mean, you know, you did say Adam and Eve, you know, and, you know, he created him one wife and this, that, and the other. It doesn't matter. God has given his story here. Without him, there's no names on the 12 gates.
Amen.
Stop it. So continue.
Amen. And that's verse 30.
Yes, ma'am.
And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years.
So he was with him for 21 years. Mm-hmm. Continue.
Amen. 31. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren.
Uh-huh.
And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord had looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me.
Are we listening to this?
Yes.
God is repeating what she said.
Amen.
He didn't say that. Jacob didn't say that. He's repeating what she said. He's telling Moses what she said.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. 32. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, he has therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bare a son, and now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and left barren.
Okay, go right into 30.
Okay.
Amen. So we got Leah giving us Levi and Judah. Levi is the tribe that Moses came out of. Judah is the tribe that David came out of, that Jesus came out of, that Joseph came out of,
amen,
that Solomon came out of. Levi is the priest. They anointed the kings.
Genesis 31, and when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die.
See, and it's power in words.
There, yes,
it's power in words, because she did die.
Yes, she did.
She said, give me children, at least I die. And she did. What do you mean? When she had Benjamin, she called him Ben-Oni, mm-hmm, and then she died, giving birth to him. Be careful what you're saying over yourself, over your children, and over your works.
Amen.
It's real power in words. There it is.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 2. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel.
See, there it is. Look at that. She should have had a spirit of a tender eye. You see that? Beauty is vain.
Amen.
But she that loved the Lord, let her be glorified. That's Leah. Because she prayed to God.
Amen.
Continue.
And Jacob's anger was kindled against Leah. Forgive me. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel. And he said, am I in God's stead? Who has withheld from thee the fruit of the womb?
Oh, Jake snapped. That's a hitter. He the one that shut you down. So,
yes,
I mean, you need to get with him.
Yes,
maybe you ought to check that attitude of yours.
Yes, sir.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 3. And she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go into her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her.
That's what Sarah did. You know, but Sarah did that knowing that Melchizedek had already blessed Abraham and said he's going to be the father of many nations. She also knew that God had told Abraham that he was going to be the father of many nations. She was like, man, you know, if I'm not having children, then I'm not going to get in the way of my husband not being fulfilling his call in this world. So we're not looking at that right. That was a huge sacrifice, you know what I mean? And so this is kind of like the same situation, but then you see it done in a manner that, you know, she was like, give me children. You know, she acted like a brat. If you read it, kind of see kind of like a bratish kind of thing, you know. But anyway, just look at look what the baby name is. Watch this. Okay, watch this. Rachel had deep prayers for a child. Mm-hmm. She had deep roots and deep prayers for a child. And you can see her prayers being answered here.
Okay.
Read that again.
Genesis 30 and verse 3 reads, and she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife. And Jacob went in unto her. And Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, God hath judged me, and hath also heard my voice, and hath given me a son. Therefore called she his name Dan.
What? So her first child is who?
Dan.
Do y'all know who came out of Dan?
Who came out of Dan?
Go to Judges chapter 13 and 1. This is how far her conversation went. Listen at this. Because Leah, obviously Rachel, when she prayed for her son, this is what she asked for from God.
Okay.
13 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Judges 13 and 1 reads, and the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zorah, of the family of the Danites.
There go her firstborn, right?
The family of the Danites, right?
Mm-hmm. Continue.
Whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not.
Here we go again. Same conversation, right?
Amen.
Same conversation. You think she wasn't praying for a son? And an angel visit her personally from God. So this thing, she said, God heard me. Right? Rachel is dead. She's gone. But this is her prayer. Listen.
Verse 3. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold now, thou art barren and beareth not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines.
So he did hear Rachel.
Yeah.
He heard her. Whoa, he heard her.
Amen.
And not only that, he made him a judge. He made him a deliverer, right?
Amen.
Okay, so let's skip down who this just so happened to be, right? Okay, skip down and let's go all the way to, let's see, that's 24.
Judges 13 and 24.
Yep.
Judges 13 and 24 reads, and the woman bare a son and called his name Samson.
So that's Rachel's grandson. That's her firstborn. That's her firstborn. Samson. Samson is her firstborn. Are we not listening? So we better be careful when we start talking about those things that belong to them. Samson is her firstborn. He had locks. So that let me know that Leah had locks, or her hair was like, you know, down her back. Who knows? She said, I want him strong. I want him powerful. All these things that he had, and he was smart.
Amen.
He was the first. He was our first enigma. Samson was an enigma, Jack. He spoke like Jesus. He spoke in parables.
Amen.
He spoke in secret. He spoke in dark sentences.
Amen.
That was Rachel's son. So we got Levi out of Leah, the priest. We got Judah. We got King David. And now we got Samson out of Rachel. Amen. Are we listening?
Amen.
Are we listening? That's her firstborn. Let's get back to that Genesis chapter 30. Yes, ma'am. And let's pick it up at verse 6.
6 again.
Yes,
Genesis
ma'am.
30 and 6. And Rachel said, God hath judged me, and have also heard my voice, and have given me a son. Therefore called she his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again, and bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, with great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali.
Continue.
When Leah saw that she had left bearing, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her to Jacob to wife.
Once again, God said that. I did it. Nobody can't take that away. You can't take this out the book. I don't care where your feelings at. I don't fudge your feelings. This ain't about your feelings. This is about the truth and what God is doing here. He said that. So if he said that, we can't speak against that. We got teachers, got lessons on, you know, where they didn't mess, they messed up the situation. That's why the situation was all out of control and this, that, and the other. No, it wasn't. It was out of control because Laban lied. Yeah. If he had came correct out the gate, then just maybe it would not have been so messy. It was messy because of him. But then God had it written that, hey, we don't do this like this. It shouldn't be done so in our country. We the people of the East. You want to say you're an Israelite. You want to say you're a Hebrew Israelite. Then you want to sit up here and say, oh, well, wait a minute. Hold up. Maybe I am a Gentile.
Oh, my God.
Read on.
Interesting. Okay. Genesis 30 and 9. And when Leah saw that she had left bearing, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her to Jacob to wife. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son. And Leah said, a troop coming.
Stop. Prophecy. So he's saying, so she prophesied that a troop is coming up out of Israel, Jack. Here come a troop. Not only did she say that man is going to be joined to God from Levi, and Judah was going to rule, and by the praises of God, and Rachel said, God heard me, and then here we hearing this conversation of prophecy going through the lineage right here, because this is what happened. A troop came. What do you mean a troop? Ask Joshua.
Amen.
That's that troop. Ask that troop that's coming out of the heavens in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. Them that's clothed in white, that's going to take this planet, that troop.
Teach, baby. Wow.
Continue.
Amen. Verse 12. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a second son. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed. And she called his name Asher.
So we want to sit up and say happy Sabbath, right? Asher Shabbat.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
That's right.
Asher means happy.
That's right.
Asher Shabbat.
That's right. Asher Shabbat.
There it is.
That's right.
I'm so scared to speak Hebrew around your brothers. They're so westernized. You know, they done got so westernized and so corny with this madness, man, that is western church nonsense, and we want to just exclude anything that's Hebrew, from the clothes to everything. Asher Shabbat.
Amen.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Because God made your mama happy.
She said, happy am I. Amen.
Read on.
Genesis 30 and 13, and Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed. And she called his name Asher. And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field.
This is a buzz, man. Mandrakes is like weed on the next level. It's like a pop, Jack. And when you look this up, these mandrakes got you there. I mean, you know, you was buzzing, right? Continue.
And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them unto his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandrakes. And she said unto her, is it a small matter that thou hast taken my husband? And wouldest thou take away my son's mandrakes also? And Rachel said, therefore he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes. And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, thou must come in unto me, for surely I have hired thee with my son's mandrakes. And he lay with her that night. And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob the fifth son.
Wow.
And Leah said, God has given me my hire.
What?
Because I have given my maiden to my husband, and she called his name Issachar.
What hire? Mm-hmm. What hire? That we should be the priest of God? That we should teach the world? What hire? That we got a job for the kingdom of God? That we supposed to teach the entire planet how to serve God? Amen. What hire?
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 19, and Leah conceived again and bare Jacob the sixth son. And Leah said, God had endowed me with a good dowry.
That's what he stole from her. That's the word I couldn't find. Dowry.
Because
see, that's her inheritance. Remember now he said, we read that in the law about, what did we read that in the law? He said, that was in Proverbs chapter 22. And he was talking about inheritance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he giving me my inheritance. Well, that's it right here. The dowry. And he said, now will my husband dwell with me because I have borne him six sons. What do you mean? God is going to dwell with the daughters and the sons of Israel, with the children of Israel. He going to dwell with, because he's our husband. That's our Isha.
That's right.
That's the Isha. So he's going to dwell with us. She spoke that. So that makes her a prophetess. That makes Rachel a prophetess.
And
continue.
Genesis 30 and 20 reads again. And Leah said, God had endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons. And she called his name Zebulun. And afterwards, she bare a daughter and called her name Dinah.
Now, Dinah, where Dinah come from, right? Every 4 years, every leap year, you get a 13th moon.
Every
4 years, here she come. Boom, you're going to, everything get reset. You get 13 moons. Somehow it happened like that in time. There she go. Why? Because the man represent the sun and the woman represent the moon. There she is. Jacob had 12 sons and one daughter. He had 13 children.
Yes, he did.
But there's 12 months in a year, right?
Yes, sir.
But in a leap year, we can count 13 moons. Go figure.
Wow.
Read on.
Wow.
But see, this is why we got to be careful about these calendars that we're putting up and that we're keeping a feast on. We got to know these things. We got to see where these things fit in at. There she is. So she fits there. So Leah is calling shots on the creation. She's calling shots on the heavens.
Amen. Amen.
Read on.
Verse 22. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bare a son and said, God had taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph and said, the Lord shall add to me another son.
What? So he said he had taken away his our reproach. So wait a minute, man. Joseph ended up the ruler in Egypt.
Yes,
Jacob blessed Joseph with a double portion. And then he gave Joseph Levi's portion. Because Levi don't have an inheritance. because he's inherited by the priest. Amen. But Joseph got two portions here. You see? So now here it is, right? Let's go into Genesis chapter
49.
Amen. Genesis 49. And let's look at this conversation, right? And 49 and 1.
Amen. Genesis 49 and 1 reads, "And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last
days." In what? In the last days. So he in agreement, right? Wait a minute, whoa. I did say that Jacob was the sun and Israel's the moon, right? And that that she was the moon, right? Okay, hold on. Let's go. Let's look at that right quick. Go to Genesis chapter 37. And so Joseph had this dream, right? Joseph had this dream. And remember, Benjamin is alive at this point.
Mm-hmm.
His mother is asleep at this point because she died giving birth to Benjamin. Mm-hmm. Amen. So let's pick up this dream. And so now the God of Israel is dealing with Joseph. Watch this. So she took away her reproach, right?
Yes, sir.
Through Joseph. Now Joseph got this gift, mm-hmm, that's from God.
Amen.
That's from Rachel.
Amen.
37 and 5.
Genesis 37 and 5 reads, "And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, Shall thou indeed reign over us? Or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream and told his brethren and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? But his brethren envied him, but his father observed the same."
All of them had the gift of interpretation. Mm-hmm. All of them had the gift of interpretation of dreams and things like that. That's why when he told them the dream, they interpreted it right then and there. Boom, 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 boom. And then when he told it to his father, he had the gift of interpretation.
Yeah.
But he observed it, because why is my son giving me this here dream? Why is he bringing up these things here? Why is he saying these things? You understand? Why is this going? Shalom, Brother Chris.
Shalom, Brother Chris.
Yes, sir. Man, welcome.
Amen.
So he said this. He said, so he had this dream. So there she is. He said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars. And the father said, shall I and thy mother indeed come down and bow ourselves to the earth to thee? But his mother was already dead. So that made Leah his mother.
Amen.
Stepmom, in effect.
Wow.
Are we listening? So there she is. But wait a minute. Where is this conversation at? Now go back to Revelations. Go back to Revelations chapter 12.
Amen.
Revelations chapter 12 and pick it up at verse 1.
Amen. Revelation 12 and 1 reads, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars."
There it is. That's what Joseph had the dream of. Rachel's son. She had the dream. He had the dream that his mother was crowned with 12 stars.
That's right. Amen.
What do you mean? They were one and the same, period. We could sit up here and make a difference in them. No, they not different. The 12 tribes are the 12 tribes of Israel, flat out. That was our problem. We thought we were different. We thought we were better than each other. We thought we were different,
right.
Just like now.
Right, just like now, baby. Right.
We're making issues now of an address in a slave camp.
Baby.
We're making differences between each other in a slave camp.
Yes.
In the bottom of the world, in the bottom of humanity shit.
Come on now. Say that.
We can't be like that. We got to, that's not what God called us.
That's right.
Our mothers and fathers were free.
That's right.
We got put into captivity because of our sins. So we have to repent.
Yes, sir.
Like John said, like Leah's son said, John, he was a Levite. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That's her prophecy. God has enjoined himself onto us.
Amen. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. What do you mean? Because the Father is going to come down from heaven and he's going to dwell with man for all eternity. That's from Leah.
Amen.
Read that too.
Okay. Revelation 12 and 2.
Yes, ma'am.
And she being with child cried, travailing in birth, in pain to be delivered.
And so that's that conversation. We just got through reading the conversation. The conversation came through through their prayers and the childbirth and things of that nature, right? So now, let's go to Genesis chapter 13. Okay. I mean, 49. Genesis 49 and verse 1. Because remember now, we read Leah and Rachel's blessings over the children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now here come Jacob blessing over Leah and Rachel, children. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 49 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Genesis 49 and 1 reads, and Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength.
I'm sorry, Bill. I'm ahead of myself. Go to Genesis 35 and verse 18.
Okay, Genesis 35 and 18.
Because we got Joseph on the scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go to Genesis 35 and pick it up at 16.
Amen.
35 and 16. And when you receive it, read.
Genesis 35 and 16, and they journeyed from Bethel.
They journeyed from where?
Bethel.
From where?
Bethel.
From where?
Bethel.
Hey, Chris.
Oh, you know what? Okay, man. And they journeyed from Bethel. And there was but a little way to come to Ephrah.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel travailed.
They go Revelation chapter 12 again. They go that conversation, right?
Yes.
Read on.
Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor.
Yes.
And it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also.
So she spoke a son in existence, right? Continue.
And it came to pass as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, thank you. But his father called him Benjamin.
Uh-huh.
And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrah, which is Bethlehem.
There it is.
Oh, so she was buried in Bethlehem.
Right. That's why he said why Rachel was deprived of her children. That's Jesus.
Okay.
So even though Leah and Rachel was having two conversations, they were the same one.
That's right.
They were the same one.
Okay.
So here it is. So now he said, verse 20.
Verse 20, Genesis 35 and 20. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave. That is the pillar of Rachel's grave unto this day. And Israel journeyed.
Okay, good. So she's buried here. in Bethlehem. She wasn't buried with Abraham, Isaac. She wasn't buried with Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah, or Jacob and Leah was buried all at the same place.
Right.
So when all of them wake up, they're going to all be together. Rachel is going to be here. She's coming up here.
Wow.
But remember now, she said this. This is why we got to be careful with the words that we choose. Go back to that Genesis 30.
Amen, babe.
Go back to Genesis chapter 30 and listen at what she said.
Right.
Genesis 31 and 1.
Genesis 31 and 1 or 30?
30 and 1.
Okay. Genesis 30 and 1 reads, "And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die."
Case in point. See that? And our mothers was prophetess. They spoke things in existence. They spoke things in existence. Not only things in existence, but they spoke the kingdom in existence. What do we mean? In fact, I ain't even reading what Jacob said to the brother. Y'all can read that. This is women. This is, what did I call this again?
Hebrew women.
No, I did not. Women of the Bible.
Oh.
Okay. Well, that was last month.
Okay.
Okay, women of the Bible. So listen at this. Let's go in and we're going to wrap this up here.
Okay.
Go to Revelation chapter 20. Revelation 21,
mm-hmm.
and 21 and 9.
Revelation 21 and
forgive
9.
Forgive me. Revelation 21 and 1 first.
Revelation 21 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
"And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband."
What? See that? Didn't Rachel say that her husband is going to dwell with her?
Amen.
There it is. There it is. She spoke this in existence. Read on.
Amen. Verse 3. "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God."
So she spoke that the Father was coming down. This is Jesus is already here. This is the Father coming with New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Okay, now skip down to verse 9 and continue.
Revelation 21 and 9.
Yes, ma'am.
"And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and
high mountain." What do you mean a bride and the Lamb's wife? That's what we read in Proverbs chapter 7 and 4, in Proverbs chapter 8 and 1 through 3, in Proverbs chapter 22.
Amen.
That's his bride.
Amen.
Read on.
Revelation 21 and 10. "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And he had a wall great and high and had 12 gates. And at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel."
Who named the gates of the kingdom? Leah and Rachel.
That's right.
Leah and Rachel named the gates of the kingdom
yes,
of
sir.
New Jerusalem.
Yes,
we better leave that alone. You better not put your mouth on them. I better not put my mouth on them. I better go look in the mirror and put my mouth on my mouth. But I got to be careful with that, right? Because we found out that you got to be careful with the words we choose. Because God showed us that. He said, look, she died for the words she chose.
Yes.
Read on.
13. "And on the east three gates, and on the north three gates, and on the south three gates, and on the west three gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb."
Amen. So we see here that the gates had the name of the children of Leah and Rachel. They named the gates of Jerusalem.
Yes, sir.
So here, now when we read Proverbs chapter 8 and 1, it comes with a different understanding now. Now it means, now this is different. Watch this. Now go to Proverbs 8 and 1 and read.
Amen. Proverbs 8.
Yes, ma'am. 8 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 1 reads, "Doeth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the path."
Narrow is the way, right?
Narrow.
Continue.
"She crieth at the gate, at the entry of the city."
We just read it coming down, haven't we?
Amen.
That's them. That's her. So they fit this criteria.
Amen.
That's them. So they are here. So we can say that's them. They are in prophecy. They've been predestinated. They are written in the book of life.
Amen.
So we better leave that situation alone from this Western mindset. We can't speak on them. Or we'll mess around and not get into this gate because they at the gates.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 4. "And to you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men.
Yes, sir.
O ye simple, understand wisdom, and you fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things."
Skip down to 14 and continue.
Amen.
In fact, 13.
13. "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate."
A lot of us don't even know what a forward mouth is, but it's flip. Read on.
Amen. Go back.
No, keep reading.
I am bad. I'm just saying go back. 14. "Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength."
Now they one voice. You see that? Now they became one voice. But in Proverbs chapter 7, they were two voices. But just like Leah and Rachel, they became one voice. Amen. Exactly. It's perverse and it's out of control.
Amen.
Read on.
Verse 15. "By me kings reign and princes decree justice."
See, by me kings reign.
Amen.
By me kings reign. So they're saying through them kings reign, right? Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Go to Revelation chapter 20. Revelation 1. No. Revelations 5 and 9. Yes, ma'am. Revelations 5 and 9.
Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9 reads, "And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and have made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth."
And we should do what?
"And we shall reign on the earth."
And we're going to reign on the earth. She
That's
said,
right.
"By me kings reign."
Kings reign.
And we're going to reign with God
That's
on
right.
the earth because we already seen a city coming down.
Amen.
That she is crying at each gate because each gate got the name of her children on the gates.
Amen.
Revelations chapter 20 and verse 4. Yeah, Revelations 20 and 4. And when you receive it, read.
Revelation 20 and 4 reads, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years are finished."
That's what Sarah said. She said, "This bondwoman is not going to be heir with my children." So the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years are fulfilled. There goes Sarah.
Mm.
Read on.
"But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
Those that are the heir is coming up in the first resurrection. Amen. That's the children of the 12, those that are righteous. That's right there. Continue.
Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power.
Because they're kings and queens. You see? Read on.
But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
There it is. Now, let's go to Genesis 49 and 31. 49 and 31. And so now, we're going to put Leah in the ground.
Okay.
Amen. And then we're going to move on. I think we got Miriam next. So we're going to be back here tomorrow night. We're going to be dealing with Miriam, right?
Okay.
Okay. Let's deal with Miriam. Genesis 49 and 31. When you receive it, read.
Genesis 49 and verse 31. There they buried Abraham and Sarah, his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah, his wife. And there I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and of the cave that is therein was the children of Heth. And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost and was gathered unto his people.
There it is. Mm-hmm. So all of them, when they come up in the first resurrection, they go all be together.
Amen.
They coming out of there together.
That's right. Amen.
And I guess Rachel going to meet them along the way, but she coming out of Bethlehem, right?
Amen.
It's going to be a lot of prophets coming out of Bethlehem because I think John was killed there. John was buried there. So he coming out of Bethlehem. Or what was that, Judea? Out of that area. Excuse me. I don't want to say that place specifically, but yes. So we can see that their conversation is not just something that's blasé in a book. We cannot just, you know, look at what, you know, oh, everything is the bros, man. Everything is the brothers, man. Don't get me wrong. I love that. And I love that conversation. I love all my prophets, my brothers, the kings, and all that they did for the kingdom. And I can listen to my brothers teach that all day long. But what I'm missing is this conversation. And I'm sure we can all see that we've been missing that conversation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify somebody. And as we say here, look, at the sounds of Living Waters, our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Please
read your Bible.
Your Bibles.
Yes. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, bleed from things taken. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Through faith and unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living
before the end of this week, then I'm going to do Instacart to pay the light bill.